What's up? Welcome to Taste on Tap It Out. Woo! It's been a while, guys.
Yes, yeah.
What, 1 month, 2 months?
I think it was a month, lah.
Yeah, I love you all on maternity leave for it. So, of course, you know, we always try to talk about topics up and coming, trendy, clickbaity.
Yeah.
You know, shit that, you know, you want to just spill the thesis on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but currently not really much drama going on. I personally haven't been on social media for some time. What about you guys?
I actually am quite busy in my life right now, lah. So, yeah, lah. I also not really. I mean, if I go to social media, all I can see is about COVID-19, no?
Yeah. What about you, Amrin?
I've been busy with work as fuck, man. Work has been really draining my life. I haven't been following much with social media also, but COVID-19 is the only thing that I've been following. Because I'm surrounded with boomers.
You see, ironically, we have all grown. Growth, bro, growth.
Growth.
From the last podcast to now, all mature AD.
Either that or just broke-ass bitches trying to scrape for whatever coins or money we can for our life.
I see that's the truth, lah. That's the truth.
So, yeah. I guess today's topic will be all about Corona time.
Corona.
So, guys, some dude thought he was Ozzy Osbourne, beat a bear. And
that might not be true.
But that could not be true.
I believe that it's fake. It's not from bats, sir.
I have a feeling it might be some Yela Marigo shit going on.
The hell is that?
It's a Tamil movie.
Have you watched the movie Yela Marigo?
No, dude. I know movies. I don't know them by their title.
You should watch the movie. It's about... Okay, never mind. Let's just skip that one first. Later, then I'll explain.
Okay, so from the average mind who picks and chooses information off the net, this is basically a flu on steroids, lah.
Yeah.
It is very similar to SARS. It causes pneumonia, like
respiratory
essentially.
Yeah, problems lah. So it's basically a virus strain that brandy comes out from China, which I disagree.
I'm only hearing Donald Trump's voice right now.
It's a Chinese virus.
China. Okay, so from we never go and research or find out. What was it when you first heard it?
I remember it was when I was in Malaysia for the Knock Loose gig. When I was coming back, then they started, I think on the end of January. When we were coming back, they were putting up the temperature, really, the temperature screening at the checkpoint. So back then, I thought, it's just an isolated incident from China and that, lah. But 2 months later, who would have knew that it is the number one topic, that it's on everybody's web page, Google search, and it's everywhere. And I mean, right now, as you speak in Singapore, as of today, the date is 24th March, we have 558 total number of cases.
Yeah. And as of now,
the death toll is at 2, right?
2
right now in Singapore.
Yeah. That is now the issue. So everyone is waiting for DOSCON.
Red.
DOSCON Red, start throwing Molotov cocktail everywhere. So start riot, man. Become freedom fighters.
Become like that Metallica movie. What?
The never come back, ah.
No, through the never.
Yeah.
Okay, so apart from that, I just thought, what the fuck? Someone got like maybe stomach flu from Corona beer or something like that.
T-bye.
Then, like, the more it was like, then I started hearing like it's similar to SARS, it's considered epidemic, it affects your respiratory system, and it's in the same family of swine flu, bird flu, SARS, and MERS.
Wow.
And what?
MERS. It's in the same family, it's in the same cluster. Oh. Yeah, and we only recently only managed to sequence the genome of the virus.
Yeah.
And regarding this, I think I got to tell you, Tipa, I even sent you a link from the Daily Mail that there was another fucking virus coming out in Mexico. Which is
Yeah.
But for some reason, I never hear of it already.
What's it called?
Oh, I can't remember, but yeah, yeah, I remember.
Maybe this one Corona, that one Chupacabra, I don't know, sir.
Chupacabra, chicken.
So, yes, what about you guys? Okay, based on how, like, we went to Toscon Orange, saw everyone flip shit, how did it affect you guys' lives?
I think, like, for me, I think it affected my mama, because she does most of the grocery shopping. She just complained and got no more rice, bread, and Maggi meal. And everybody was just panic buying. Toilet paper, not really, because I'm Indian, so I use water. So,
As a civilized person, I see. Huh? Hey, the truth is out, man. The truth is out.
Yeah, please try not to use toilet. I mean, hey, it's your ass, so why am I bothering?
It's not fully clean when you
use
toilet paper. Just saying.
According to Tarani, do you want to have a
swinger party
for coronavirus up your, I mean, at your anal region?
Basically,
there was a thing where they put if you put peanut butter on a corn, right, then use toilet paper and wipe, right, you will not clear the whole peanut butter.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, use water and spray.
That's like, actually, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, well, then, apart from that, I think at my
basic
work...
Basic hygiene, don't be like that fucking up here at the coffee shop. No, the...
Okay.
That shit is fucking annoying, bro. The flame and everything.
I may have skipped this part. Okay, so sorry, I know I asked a question for you guys.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Yep.
But we were talking about virus and blah, blah, blah. But the origin story of it.
So speculation.
The speculation of it was it was in a seafood market where there were exotic meats.
Yeah.
And over time, it mutated and then it affected. What about you guys? What, have you all seen other news outlets? Or?
No, first, I remember first they say it's a snake, then they say it's a bat, then there's like, it's not a snake, no.
Then
okay,
they say
it's not
it
a
was
bat.
Like a whole, it was a whole market full of exotic food kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then they,
and I
then
remember,
they say all
yeah.
the animals were, like in, all the animals were, different animals were together, like in the, like different cages together.
And the problem is these animals are wild. They are not like captive bred, like in farm where, you know, they'll do like a colony collection, check their blood, you know, do this and that.
Right.
They just hunt them, go inside jungle, catch one, they eat. But then again, right, I don't believe, I don't buy, because I remember like seeing on my Twitter and my Facebook, people were like slamming China people, like, you idiots, go eat this, you all deserve it, blah. I don't know. It could be. But right now, everybody stop talking about the origin story. Everybody's just like, let's isolate ourselves and have social distancing and just lock yourself inside your house. But I personally believe, right, it's not a fact. It's an opinion. It's what I believe in. So it's not factual. Okay. I believe that patient zero started in America.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, because apparently from speculation and
rumors, conspiracy we will keep. This is what you believe, lah. Okay, what about you, Amarin?
For me, not so sure, but from what I know, right, could be US or could be somebody wanting to like find a cure to something also.
Then
totally backfired kind of thing.
So it could be China itself, it could be Russia, it could be America.
Yeah, it could be anyone. Then like they target the most dirtiest place that they could find.
Aha. Okay, weeding out the weak lah, basically.
That is one thing lah. Another thing right is maybe is just uncleanliness and hygiene.
Oh, right.
It's just hygiene thing lah. That apparently affects someone's immune system really badly. Another thing, right, they could have actually kind of like mutate the animal before they send to this area, you know.
Fool!
Hoi!
Have you all ever thought about that? No?
This one, some other conspiracies.
Yeah. Like, you never know. Like, maybe some biochemical thing like spill somewhere, right? Then this animal went to drink or what, then somebody catch and put in the market.
Maybe that's how we were supposed to get the Baobab girl. Chemical X and shit.
Chemical X, T-Y.
For me, it was... Okay, like, first it was logical. Heard about a bat, and then I was like, surprising. Because, the humans...
I mean, knowing bats...
They are not as filthy as people think in general.
But yeah, no, but bats... Bat is, like, apart from dogs, bats also carry rabies.
Rabies, correct. Not the only other animal. One of the handful of animals
that can
carry rabies. So for me, it was more like natural selection. Like, the flu virus is like a base. Eating instant noodle, you got your soup base. But then you add the seasoning for extra flavor. You know how generally a virus in your body replicates, right? It cuts open into a cell, it goes into the factory area of the cell.
DNA duplicates
is RDNA, RNA, DNA. And then it takes over the entire cell and it starts photocopying. From what I know, generally viruses that do that, they also take some carbon imprint from the host DNA. So imagine this cesspool of information in one virus jumping from one person to another person to another person. It's like so much DNA, so much shit mixing around. It's like, mix all seven colors of the rainbow, you come out brown shit,
Wow, okay.
So that was the first thing that I thought. Then I thought, cannot be. Viruses, yes, they mutate fast, but for it to become an epidemic, it will take extremely long time.
Yeah.
To become something on a level where we cannot fight against very fast. So I came across an article, actually. And one of it was that it came from fucking camels, lah.
Camel?
What the fuck did it have to do with a camel? No, I had no fucking ideas, lah. It's like, you know where MERS came from, right?
No, I have no idea. Monkeys.
MERS, you know how if you go polyclinic, they ask you whether you go to Saudi Arabia the last 2 weeks?
Because of the
camel. So, the thing about the MERS virus was it was passed from civets to camels. And then of course it went on to humans lah, because Saudi Arabia they utilize camels to transport
as a mode of transport.
So from a lot of articles, what I can speculate is that it's a product of very natural evolution. It just kept evolving. Like I remember this. I think it was even an advertisement at one point of time. Pretty sure y'all may remember. There were ads saying, right, don't take antibiotics for simple flu.
Correct.
Remember?
Correct. Yes.
I remember why. Because antibiotics is an antiviral.
No. Antibiotics is
engineered bacteria to kill bacteria inside your body. So it's basically like
that's why they say don't take when you're having normal fever and everything lah.
Correct. So the thing about it, the effectiveness wears off over time. So I'm honestly not surprised, right?
And then
2-3 years later, this is the case lah.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you take if you keep taking antibiotics, that's why like doctors also highly recommend you have to complete your antibiotics even when your symptoms go down. Because this bacteria can be still inside your body, but it has a very low population that's inside your body. You won't have a lot of symptoms, but once you stop taking it, right, it will somehow build immunity for the to fight against that antibiotic. So after that, if you get sick again, then they'll give you a stronger dosage or different type of stronger antibiotic. So for small thing, they don't want you to just keep taking antibiotic because this bacteria or whatever will definitely build immunity against it.
Like
same thing for cockroaches. Let me debate a bit here. Like cockroaches, right? Like if you realize every 6 months or every year, Baygon will come out with new formula.
Yeah, correct.
This because cockroaches because also cockroaches, builds immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the same thing here. Yeah.
Okay. So that is what I think about how it could have come, lah. Honestly, could have been. I mean, like what you guys say, or I feel like it's human immunity in general. We aren't very strong. We rely on science to be strong. And that's exactly why an epidemic or even a pandemic is like this, lah. So let's going on to the next thing, ah.
But I got no before we before we move on that, I only got one thing. I how come no one turns into a zombie, man?
Wait lah, wait.
What if someone wants to make it into a zombie thing?
Wait lah.
That's a conspiracy that we are coming.
Let the virus mutate slowly. Haven't you played Plug In or not? First, you must keep the symptoms low.
They must pay for the app, lah.
I know, you used to play for free, lah. You used to play years ago
for one month. Okay, it was
sorry,
free.
I'm not into all those kind of games, lah. Sorry.
So the perfect virus, the way it should be is it should be less deadly and it should be highly contagious. So a lot of people will get it with like low symptoms. Then once they get it, then you increase the symptoms. Vomiting lah, brain tumor lah, fucking I don't know, fucking organ failure, comatose, zombie or whatever. After everybody in the world gets infected, who knows? We are right now in a simulation of someone's game.
Okay, Mr. Neo Anderson.
We are living in a simulation.
Okay, yeah, so, shit, where the fuck were we at? God damn it. Yeah, so we're talking about the possible origins, and we're talking about how it affected our lives, and then you say grocery shopping for your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything more than that?
My workplace, I have to take temperature like twice a day, including public holidays and weekends.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And, I think due to the nature of my work, I can't work from home. Like, my sister is working from home already. So, like, due to my nature of my job, I have, like, my team has split into two. So, we are in two different buildings.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's my workplace also about to start that.
As of now, they are planning to do the staggering of timing. So, some people come earlier and leave earlier, some people come later and leave later, so that it will like sort of minimize the contact for your public transport. Yeah.
Oh yeah, then another thing, when you all go to the canteen or what to go and eat, right, now they'll put the fucking eggs there so that you don't sit down there.
Correct. Yes.
I work in a army camp, lah, so when I went to the canteen there, I saw lah.
What eggs?
They just marked
Like, you know, beside the seat, right? So now it's like one seat you can sit down, and the beside seat you cannot sit down.
Alternate seats. Then people are anything else? Like, how, apart from like work, like, anything else?
Yeah, apart from work,
they close down all the bar, dude.
Yeah, today, yeah, for the
group. Wait. We will come to that. Y'all are excited. We will come to that. I was so stressed already. 超级, man.
I'm so stressed, dude.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to go El Capone.
For Guinness, right?
Yeah, hey, shout out to Chamraj, but yeah.
Hey, it's today, right? Saint
it's Patrick. Today. I don't know, lah, what Patrick.
When was it,
I think it was last week.
Oh, last week,
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, then. Tipa, anything else?
Not really,
What about you, Amran? How does it affect your life? Like, do you see, like, a slow effect on your job over since you joined?
Okay, the thing about my job, right, I work in an army camp. So okay, when you work inside army camp,
keep it confidential.
No, I mean, I'm generally saying you're working with a lot of people. So, and then you will meet trainees, they don't come in like 100, no. They come in like 400 people. 300, 400 people in one batch.
This so is like that a is another thing. Dish, you know, that one.
Yeah, so that is another thing that I'm worried about that is affecting lah. So that it might change lah to like what Tipa said lah. My work might change to a shift
kind of thing. Shift base also. Lucky y'all, man. Then any other effect?
I also have to take temperature. Then like I must ensure that when my family go, so I need to explain. Like if they go overseas and come back, I also need to like explain that. Oh yeah, like they went overseas and all.
Mm-hmm.
Then another thing is if you go overseas and come back, your leave, the government say what, that you have to use up your annual leave.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is a killer, man.
Yep.
Then you have to pay back with unpaid leave or something. So other than that, I think nothing much lah. Other than that, I think everyday traveling will affect lah, because you train and bus, you know, it's dirty.
Mm.
People never shower, unhygienic lah.
Yeah, it is.
They got the same fucking RP at the priority seat, farting.
Hey, the coronavirus can fart.
I don't know.
No, I'm asking. Like, say,
What? Sorry?
Can it be passed through a
flatulence? Passed through
a fart. Flatulence.
If you have a very watery fart, and someone mouth, someone's tying their shoelace, and it somehow seeps it out of your underwear and out of your pants, there is a possibility.
Oh my god. There are unlucky people in the world. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah.
For me, if my job, I mean, you guys know my job, lah.
Yeah.
Fuck hell, I am not dealing with 10 people, 20 people, 100 people, no. 1,000 people a day, you know.
Hey, Charmy, you are breaking up.
I am?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think it's the wind blowing. Then, you know, Discord will try to cancel out the background noise.
Yeah.
Know your voice, yeah. So, my job requires me to deal with almost up to 1,000 people a day. Okay, and the thing is, we have to be talking to them, you know, and wearing a mask makes it so much tougher. I mean, you are like almost 10 to 12 hour shift, and you have to accommodate to them. And the ironic part is, like, now government says isolate yourself. To them, time to party. Corona time. I thought it would go down, you know. The number of people that are coming are even more. It's not even a public holiday.
I think they want to enjoy one last time before they die.
Yeah, like they will say like that. I don't know. Last time, like that in that case. So yeah, that is one. And for me, generally, I have a very weak immunity.
What?
I have a very weak immunity. Time to time. Oh. You all know also, like, I will fall sick or...
Falls again?
You just went blank, man.
Yeah, you just went blank.
I went blank. Man. Fuck the wind, man.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, you just went blank. It's like, your immunity also is like, nutty.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Hey, why is that like, that's not all okay, is that now? Wait, eh? Okay. Oh, okay. Because Discord uses data, and I'm getting notification through apps that utilize data.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think the bandwidth or whatever. Like. Yeah. So, you guys know from day one. Sometimes I also tell you, I got fever or I cannot come out.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I'm the kind of person that, based on my health stuff, right?
Yeah.
I do utilize antibiotics quite a fair amount per year. So knowing that shit like this comes out means that I drew the short end of the fucking stick, you know. Fucking hell. And then to research, we don't even have fucking vaccination. We are using methods to cure SARS, like, I mean, MERS and all that, using
HIV.
HIV yeah. Got cure.
No. It's an immuno, yeah. It's to like. Because HIV targets your
immunology,
yeah. So they are using the same type of medication. To treat those extreme cases of COVID-19.
Yeah, extreme cases, let's not scare the masses.
Yeah.
You're more susceptible to falling ill when you have underlying health complications.
Yeah, like diabetes and whatsoever, yeah.
Okay, that is one. So I think in terms of living life, I don't really have an issue, but more it's like a personal thing. And I got sinus every fucking morning. It's not a nice thing to feel, you know, like, punte, I got one, COVID is it, bye. Corona also now, I got PTSD, you know, I cannot walk past the beer aisle without being scared now.
Fuck you lah, Jeebus.
Xiaomi scared of beer aisle? Eh, come on lah. This, wow, new year, new you ah.
And it's end of the world, guys.
Yeah, so essentially, I don't think it affects my life that bad because I feel like, I mean, I'm not thinking it lightly also. I think young people, like, even if we do contract, if we stay responsible, then minimize.
Hey, hello! There he goes, man.
Ah, I disappear again, ah?
Yeah! Yes.
What, right, where did you start from, ah?
You say young people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we are young people.
Yeah.
I'm not being complacent or anything, lah. We can recover much better. We should just stay responsible, lah. If we ever feel like we have symptoms like that, lah.
Yeah, stay the fuck at home.
Yeah, lor.
The best, right? Try not to travel, lah. Like, even going out or what, like, just try to avoid, lah.
Just Skype call your friend, lah.
Yeah. See, you can have all kinds of disease, but when it comes to respiratory, right, that shit you cannot come back from. Sir.
You can't breathe, bro. The fuck? Yeah.
And you need to breathe, bro. That's how you live, bro.
Yeah, man. I read somewhere, the power of three. You need, 3 days, 30 days, 30 days no food, you die. 3 days no water, you die. 3 days no oxygen, you die.
You die.
Yeah, so that's the thing, which I totally agree.
So coming back to after our own personal experiences, you guys had some thought and ideas about how it might have originated.
Yeah.
So we can start with Tipa because he is excited.
Yeah, oh, okay.
This is where his expertise, no?
I say it. It's not factual. It's just opinion. A lot of people
be the most interested when it comes to asking you all these kind of things.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, okay, yeah. So, I mean, people still believe that it is from bats, and some people might believe that it's from a mutated animal and whatsoever. Because I remember having this conversation with my mom, and my mom said that back in her kampung days, people in Singapore eat bats. Like my dad also have said it, like back then
bat in Pasir Panjang.
Yeah, like they'll just roast the bat over like a bonfire and just eat it. And I was like, fuck, dude, rabies. Okay, but never mind. Somehow my parents are both still alive and the bat never got to them. But okay, this is my theory. So this is my theory. My theory is patient zero. Like I kind of believe that it could be a bio weapon, but not really a weapon to create
super soldier serum.
It's not really that. It's more of because right before this whole COVID-19 thing that hit up internationally, it was a whole World War III was going on. China and America was in bad terms. Russia just waiting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hong Kong had its own fair bit of their protests and. No matter how much China want to intervene, none of the protesters would want to go back home or no. So there's so many things that was going on, like a lot of like social unrest that was going on around the world. So like my thing is, because last year, 1,600 people in the US died from flu.
Correct. I think
which is like the same thing because the flu symptoms is very similar to...
Okay, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
When Tipa say flu, you don't mean like your general flu. You're talking about like influenza.
Yeah, like... Strains, yeah.
Then
probably those people that pass on already have their pre-existing condition, means they are hospitalized for probably cancer or something else. Then they get this flu and the flu is the one that sort of like kill them is because their immune system is down already because of their pre-existing condition. So, patient zero, I believe that patient zero could be from America and it could be someone in, I don't know, I could be just speculating, but it could be the U.S. Army, man. Like, Donald Trump, please don't kill me, but it could be you. It could
Why
be
are
one
you
of your scheme.
Donald Trump?
He is one of the most strongest person alive.
Yeah, man. Nah, man. Never fuck with a person who has no self-conscious.
Yeah, so patient zero could. And if you like look at the statistics right now, right? Like, yes, it did started from China. But if you look at the trend, right now, right, US is in the top 10. Italy is in the top first. 5, top 3. Yeah, all these countries just keep, like, it's either A is because they really had the symptoms and they just walk around, or this virus could be started, like, even last year, November, and people were just walking around without the symptoms. That was starting in America. Probably Americans have already found out about, shit, guys, guess what? We have this virus that's going around. A, it could be, it's a bioweapon, they design it. B, it could be an accident from some lab. So they were like, you know what? Let's go and find the most filthiest place in China, that bloody market that they sell wild. We go down there, we spread it through there, let China crumple down and get into their knee. Meanwhile, we start fighting for a vaccination. But before fighting for vaccination, we fight for test kit. We make sure we make the test kit first. So they are ahead of time. 2 months before this COVID-19 scare was detected.
Like so-called, like, once the disease started spreading, then, like, these guys suddenly come up with
the vaccine. Yeah, the vaccine, who knows? Right now, as we speak, they already have the vaccination, but they are just waiting for the world to crumble down, and one day they'll be like, okay, guys, I got a vaccination, but hey, all these countries pay me a huge amount of money to bring back USA's economy.
Yeah.
So who knows? Trust me, every government around the world will definitely pay a huge lump sum to get the vaccination.
Basically, it's the same story like what they did with the HIV medication. They bumped it up by, 5%, 5,000%.
Yeah, yes, yeah. So I believe that this virus was started from America and slowly spread to basically just boost. Because right now, Roche, which is, if I'm not wrong, American, they have found a test kit already.
And
they are making money from this simple test
kit. Hey, Singapore has its own test. You know, certain countries have their own test kit.
Yeah, that's the thing. But the thing is that, yeah, the third country have the test kit, but America is ahead already. Yeah, America is ahead already. America probably had their back. Test kit earlier than Singapore and other countries. So once all these countries start making their own test kit, right, who knows? I might be wrong, but in 1 month time, when every country start manufacturing their own test kit, boom, America be like, hey, we found a vaccination. Who wants to buy it?
Yeah, fair point.
So yeah, so that's my conspiracy theory. Okay, then I just want to add on, my mom's conspiracy theory is, it's from China, it's from some lab from China that it was designed to be a bio weapon, but due to some accident, unhygienic laboratory practice, it got leaked and
That story is the meme where that company is a RDNA lab. The logo of the company looks like Umbrella Corporation from
Game. Oh yes, yes.
Resident Evil lah.
Resident Evil. Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Then,
yes.
If you move the words around, you get raccoon corona. I don't know what fuck lah. But the thing is, someone pointed it out that you cannot jumble the words around because one letter will be so that fucked up. But it was a lab lah, in an RDNA lab in Wuhan that.
Yeah.
Microorganisms lah. Yeah.
Then apparently you know the show that Disney show that Elsa.
Frozen.
No, Tangled.
Oh, sorry, Tangle. Tangle.
The island name, right?
Not the island name. She is quarantined at home, but what is the kingdom's name?
Yala.
Corona.
Corona time. It is Corona time.
Yeah, so that's my...
That's your conspiracy theory.
Surprisingly, no discount on Corona, sir.
Fuck you, lah. What? What
things,
good beer, lah. Cerveza.
You know there are a huge number of...
All I'm saying is the last time I had a Corona beer, I had fucking food poisoning. It was 3 days
food
of
food poisoning is
torture.
Caused by... That's why it's called food poisoning, not alcohol poisoning.
No. I had stomach flu. Sorry. I had stomach flu.
Yeah, that one is because it's from the stomach, not from the beer.
Yeah, the beer go through my stomach only, right? Okay, I like how you're trying to defend the beer, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to defend the beer.
Yeah.
He was doing the whole... Okay.
Now we can blame Corona.
Yeah, okay. So that is Tipa's conspiracy theory.
But that could be based on your immune system, you know?
No.
Because you say you got low immunity, right?
Correct. But the thing is, me and my sister are somewhat the same people. We had the same meal that night. We had the same beer that night. He came out alive. I was dying the next 3 days. My asshole was literally like a jetpack. No? If I squeeze enough, right, I will definitely get
can a fly.
Confirm one. Okay. So that is Tipa's conspiracy. La. What about you?
Yeah.
You were talking about it.
Me, I think I find it like all test subjects kind of thing. Also about the same. One of it is like what Tipa said, US a little bit ahead. Another thing I can think about is like maybe they're trying to find a new cure or new like maybe a cure for cancer or cure for HIV kind of thing. So like, you know, normally like some place before they test product or anything, they would do it on animals.
Yep, correct.
And some of it, right, this illegal stuff are done on like normal.
Okay, like, I get what you
wouldn't know
say.
No, like normal food and everything, no.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, y'all have heard about it, right? People trying to find cure, right? So they purposely inject themselves or inject food, then they sell it, see people eat, what are they?
Yes. I mean, that in itself is a conspiracy also, lah.
Yeah. So maybe one of it could be US wanting to conspire. There's the what Tipa said. And I think it's Chinese government want to find a vaccine or maybe a cure to something, lah. So what they did, right, is like they went all around China and they found this place. So for this virus to start, right, it needs like maybe because for a virus to start means like it has to do with immunity or you must not need a clean environment. So when they found this place, they think maybe this virus can spread, lah, but we don't know the results yet. It's still foreign to us, like what will happen. What I mean? They haven't finalized like, oh, you know, it's gonna kill people or anything. Just think this might spread, but we don't know how far.
Okay.
So they'll be like, wow, just try. So like maybe they're trying to find medicine, because if you know certain Chinese medicine, actually it involves animals.
Oh yeah, correct. The TCM, traditional Chinese medicine.
Like you have certain animals, then they even got like cockroaches and
tiger's penis.
So hey, who knows, maybe they might use that to like, you know, to find another cure.
Wow.
No
idea, man. I haven't really thought that way,
But then everything fucked up, lah, because I think maybe they injected into the wrong animal or the animal was already dirty as fuck, full of diseases. Then spread, lah. And this thing is spread through like flu, you know. And flu is spread by everyone, you know.
Yep.
It's spread by everyone, from everything you touch, even you going out MRT, coming back, you wipe your face with a bare hand. Rub your nose already good enough for you to get now.
Yeah.
So like, I think these people just like, you know, survey lah. They want to survey, see whether this virus even existed. Then when like the whole thing comes, like, fuck lah. I mean, they it could be that they have already done everything. Like no one that they can now hide in the shadows that nothing ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
That could be one point, lah.
Wow.
I mean, they only say it came from animal, but then they be eating animal there for years, what? How
humans
come now only come? How come now only come? That means something fishy also there, lah.
Oh, Amran, man.
And yeah, and the thing is that I personally know someone that has coronavirus. He is the number 271 from Singapore. The case 271 is my friend.
Sound like some
He changed his Instagram name to 271.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
He got like some Monsters Inc.
They got like what tech number in the quarantine.
I don't know what he's doing, lah, but he seems fine. Eh. I mean, he's my age. He's like, you know, he's 1 year older than me. He seems fine. He just said that it's just like a normal, like a
flu,
cough, sore throat with a bit light fever. So, yeah.
Wow, but for this kind of flu to become fatal, it really must.
Yeah. He was saying that on Friday, he just feel like a bit of sore throat, like light sore throat, no flu yet. Then on Monday, he felt a bit feverish, but still fine. Then he just went and get tested. Then 4 hours later, they just tell him, sorry, if you need to isolate you. So now he just like what? Netflixing. Netflix and chilling and YouTubing and just creating memes about coronavirus.
Wow, a revolution, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Wow, how about you, Shami? What's
for
your theory?
Me, I don't really have a theory because, like what I explained earlier on, I feel like maybe it was honestly a very natural thing because bacteria, viruses, they are always ever evolving. I mean, mm-hmm. we have shit in our own gut flora that could even fuck us up.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but because of the balance of yin and yang, between good and evil, you know, everything is still... So, you never know, like, someone shit just skyrocketed and then it started to mutate.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I mean, I did think of, like, the general masses thought also. It's like some bioweapon that cocked up. Then I was like, cannot necessarily be. I'm pretty sure there was some fucking, like, audacious or extremely retarded story. So I went snooping around lah. So one of the other conspiracy theories was it became a meme actually. It's taken very lightly, but it looks like there is some sort of relevance lah. Every 20 years of the first decade of that decade.
Oh yeah.
Of that century. There will always be some epidemic.
Oh, correct, that's right. The one that you said.
Spanish flu.
Yes, that's
the Spanish flu. The Spanish Black
flu,
Plague.
Black Plague is also a fucking flu.
And coronavirus.
Black Plague is what? During medieval times or what?
Yeah, it happened times.
This caused by
okay. Rats, actually.
Rats yeah. And unhygienic thing where they threw shit out of their house or right?
Yeah, because back then they haven't discovered fucking soap yet.
Yeah, back then, they haven't even discovered how
to
washing
shower.
Hands. No, being hygienic would improve a patient's mortality rate.
Yeah.
During operation, at that point of time, they still don't know.
Well, then, Chiba, they all smell like sweat every day, man.
Back then it's a norm.
Back then it's a norm. You don't know what is soap, man. Now you know it's soap, so
like,
you can compare.
You wouldn't smell it, lah. Like, I mean,
no, you would, but it's just a very normal thing.
You think it's a normal smell lah. Then body odor and everything, no deodorants.
It's a normal thing lah.
You know right, during those times right, everything don't have but got one thing, you know. Pomade, you know.
Oh, really yeah?
Pomade has been existing for a super long time.
Hey guys, hey. Your mom go Clarky this Saturday na?
Hey, Pundai, Angga ta wa chirkan le.
Okay, we will come to the article. But
it's like
let
a zombie apocalypse. Clips lah.
So, this is the most hilarious fucking thing ever. This one is ready. Hold on to your seats, guys, and wear your tinfoil hats.
Okay,
actually think that the virus is spread by 5G technology.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, you know how we have 3G? The type of connection we have, and then 4G, right? So 5G is the new generation. They're having it so it doesn't interfere with other devices with the same type of frequency.
Yeah, like,
but 5G haven't rolled out. So there are people in UK who are anti-5G and they feel like the virus is going through these waves.
Oh my god. Who knows? They might not be wrong. No?
They might not be wrong because, I mean, from day one, people always thought like the signal from your phone can cause tumor and all. Priceless. Mm-hmm. So they feel like exposure to these waves can cause flu-like symptoms. Okay.
Hey,
so,
but you might never know, you know.
Yeah.
But biologically speaking, it's not possible, lah.
Wait. Let me.
There's one thing.
This one thing. Ah, sorry.
I mean, what if the whole 5G thing actually happened?
Fuck my life, lah.
That's why it's called a conspiracy theory. So, the ironic part is, do you know how much you have to twist or have something work in your favor for you to say something like, what if, like, you don't die because of the virus, but because the 5G waves, right, break mm-hmm. down your cell in such a manner, it mimics or is similar to having a flu? You know, like, okay, I'm not gonna deny, there may be truth in it, I might look like a fucking idiot 10 years down the road. But come on lah, I'm an idiot, I don't know how to think this far, no. A cell breaking down, mimicking flu.
Oh my god, what are people, I don't know lah.
There is one, do you know there's another one that they say Bill Gates is the one that was, that funded some engineering patent or some shit like that. I never really read up on this one, but they were developing some sort of, like, Bill Gates was funding a company to develop a vaccine for some sort of, ironically, virus that is part of this, the Corona family, lah.
And then it
backfired, and then it just went to shit, lah. So similar to what Amran just said, lah. So there might be truth in it if Amran can think like that. And last but not least, my fucking favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, right? Like all this, right? You know, you always see those videos where people interview normal day average Americans on and ask them like, where is Australia on the world.
Oh, yeah.
They're too dumb to know where is it, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Do you know that almost 40% of Americans, and this is based on the survey of a few hundred
don't know
people,
where the fuck is China.
No, not even that.
They think Corona from coronavirus. I mean,
Corona from the fucking beer.
Oh my god.
I pity
their educational system, man.
And ironically speaking, which is sad lah, the damn company stock market fell.
Oh yeah, went down.
It plummeted. No, an actual meme affected real life. Okay, I'm going to say this. PewDiePie once said, memes will become the currency of the future. And I'm
already saying, it is.
Meme went viral, and then this fucking beer company market went down again.
I heard they lost billions, sir.
I'm not sure exactly how much lah, but it plummeted, like it really fell.
Oh my
like,
god.
By a big
and
percentage.
Now, yeah, and now we know why Donald Trump is the president. Lah.
First they went around saying Coke is the devil's drink, then Monster Energy, then now Corona.
I don't know lah, fuck them.
Yeah, so yeah, apart from personal conspiracy, then I don't really have more of like evolution kind of guy, but based like why I'm telling you all is based on what I went to like look around, snoop around for.
I mean, yeah, we have all been through the internet, so you can't see all this kind of weird-ass articles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lo.
Yeah.
Yeah, lo. Whatever the origin or the way it came about, it is actually affecting everyone around the world. And as now as we speak, my boss actually WhatsApp my work group saying that please enjoy going to bar tomorrow, because tomorrow will be the last time we'll be going to bar until the moment.
So this is based on the article that you just sent. Please enlighten us. Thank you.
Yeah, so I mean, as of now, 9:29 PM, 24th of March, bars, clubs, entertainment, theaters, movies and shit, all will be closed on Thursday onwards till further notice. This is to limit the exposure of the COVID-19 and to reduce the chance of people getting in contact with the fucking virus. So yeah, so for everyone that's staying at home, it's a holiday, or those, you know, people that's like, hey, let's go party this weekend. Oh, fuck you, you can't.
It's and, Corona time.
And really, the entertainment industry, the tourism industry, everywhere is taking a big toll. Those people are in those industry. I feel for you, but I mean, shit like this, no one would have expected.
At all.
Pretty, especially those people who earn money through entertainment areas.
Yeah,
like
as we speak right now, at 9:30 PM, 24th of March, we could be right now down there watching Slipknot and Trivium, man.
Yeah, because
yes, yeah.
Every fucking thing they cancel: Lacuna Crowd, Trivium, Slipknot, Venom Prison.
The thing is that they cancelled overseas gigs first, one by one, which I thought, like, okay, fine, because some of them, like, for example, Lacuna Coil, they're from Italy, and now current number of Italies, they're like the top two. So, like, it makes sense.
You say Italies? Do you call the people of Italy?
Italians.
What?
Hey, fucking some godfather, go gonna murder me now. This, you talk like... about my family. You talk about my heritage. Okay, never mind. Yeah,
come on, man. No. You know that whole handstands?
Whole handstands?
The what the fuck? The what the fuck?
Yeah, hand. The what the fuck, you know, that hand thing.
Oh, yeah. Then, oh, yeah. So, but I think for me, like, Monday to Friday, I go to work. I probably sometimes go to school part-time after that. But I always look forward to the weekend to have a, I mean, I stopped going to clubs. So I really look forward to go to a bar and chill, listen to live music or go to local shows and gigs. And like after that, all the big event went down, right? All the local gigs started stopping and postponing. Yeah, every gig, man, from Tabi K Siao to the Foxite's gig to what else? The Tabi K Siao Foxite's gig and a few hardcore gigs, if I'm not wrong, all got like postponed. Like bands like Guilt Trip and Candy was also supposed to come, also kind of postponed. So, yeah, fuck.
Basically, 2020 is cancelled.
Yeah, and I mean, all they can do is...
You all already say you all don't like the cancel culture, right?
Yeah, I know, ironic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so based on that, I think down to the individual, for normal, average person, I think it has a very big impact. After that, once you see the bigger picture, you know how everything is tied around, major continents that have been affected by this, not major continents, sorry, countries that have been affected by this virus, like on a large scale, they're all releasing all stimulus package to help balance out the economy, and I'm talking about in the billions. That's how much it has affected.
Wow.
I'm not talking about millions or like 2-3 million, I'm talking about billions or 1.7 billion, 5 billion. Like Italy is one of the highest. I think they had like 5 billion plus keep the economy afloat while everyone is full isolation.
Yeah, like a lot of industries is like one of the thing I heard that SIA is gonna go bankrupt, so they really need the government support. Also. Yeah. Like, so, but I saw that 96% of their flight are all like not even traveling.
Yeah, because they are not a government based company, but the government can help bail them out.
Such economic plight.
So apart from that, if this keeps going on, it will start to affect everyone individually. You could be a very normal person. Like for example, I fucking wanted to buy goddamn onions from goddamn NTUC. I'm not even a hoarder, no? I don't even keep food at home there. I'm always buying food outside. It was the first time I went to the damn market, onions, no? The fucking onions not there, no? That means, from what I know, right? Some of you fuckers, right, started to believe the whole Rassam story. You all go and stock take all the onions to bring back home,
That is, I don't know which fucking idiot speculated. I mean, I do admit Rassam. A lot of people might be wondering, what is this Rassam? Rassam is a South Indian soup. It's a soup. It's made with some I would say that's herbs.
Spices.
It's a lot of spices.
Yeah, a lot.
Garlic, ginger,
ground
pepper, black and white pepper. So a lot of it is spices that help with immunity.
Boost your immunity.
Yes.
They tamarind juice. I'm like Googling now. Chili pepper, black pepper, cumin, a lot of spices. So it's a sort of a staple food in like a lot of Indian household in Singapore. It is good for your immune system, but the way they advertise it on Facebook, people selling rasam for like $5 a cup to like big established Indian restaurants that's giving rasam free flow, like it is the only cure and why Indians don't get. Dude, please lah, y'all will get lah. Just cover your mouth, wash your fucking hands and stay at home. No need to eat rasam all.
Pissed off already, yeah.
Pissed off already, yeah.
I am lah.
Uncle pissed off already.
I am fucking pissed off. Rasam. My family group chat also, oh, will come and send. Eat rasam, cook rasam. Go fuck yourself lah.
Oh my god, mega triggers that is well. do we? So apart from that, y'all have anything else to add on? Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure we have more topics regarding a lot of other stuff, but
yeah,
this is the more severe
thing that's going on.
Yes.
I think okay, like, my last final words would be Gurmit Singh song, not bad lah.
I still haven't listened. I fucking love the song.
Not bad.
Got the elements of the SAR song.
Come back just to do
Singapore had to bring back Phua Chu Kang to make Singapore to stay at home and watch that.
That's why. Do you know how much of power PCK has? No?
Don't play.
Only in Singapore lah, cause JB and Batam locked down.
Yeah, eh, can't we can't. I can't even go fucking JB or Batam, you know, to eat my lalas, yeah. I miss my lalas, yeah. Sambal lala. Okay, yeah. I think in times of this, yeah, just be safe. Try not to like, just don't go. I mean, the majority of our listeners are young people, lah, young adults and teenagers. Just don't be complacent and just don't party. I mean, like, normally don't party. You can't party now, so haha. So, yeah. Yeah, just mean, don't be complacent.
Don't be selfish. La.
Yeah.
First things first,
don't be selfish.
If you come from a privileged life, you've got insurance. Worry. Number two is you have the time and the means financially to go and get a check. There's really no loss. 10 days of.
Yeah.
General, the average person can. Based on care.
Yeah. And he's gone.
King up.
And I'm gone. I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
You ready? I stop.
If you're not someone that's well off to do and you're an average person that can't afford.
If you can afford, go and get it. Like, if you feel like you have like symptoms. I mean,
yeah.
It's a very serious thing. People say you're joking, then fuck it, like you're joking. At the end of the day, you're all.
Hey, so, mate, you're breaking up, dude.
You know what? This shit, lah. Like, I'm done.
You but must face a win for the win.
There is no win. It's, I think, just connection. You know?
Okay. I just, before Armin talk, I just want to give a special shout out to this thing, I just received this this notification through my POSB app. So there is this policy now called the COVID-19 hospital cash policy that for the next 30 days, it's a free coverage. So in the next 30 days, if you cannot the virus, they will provide you with daily cash benefit for your hospital confinement. And if let's say you end up in the ICU, they'll pay you a lump sum. It's not much, but it's something.
It's and, still something.
And it's from POSB, and I think the majority of us do use POSB. I just signed up. I convinced my mom and my sister to sign up. I convinced Nasha to sign up. It is for free. There is no like hidden thing. And it starts when you apply. Like. So from now till the next 1 month, if I cannot COVID-19, then I'll get like they have their own like benefit shit lah. So those out there, go and Google this thing called COVID-19 hospital cash policy by POSB. So
hey, you sound like an insurance agent.
No, but really, yeah, dude, right. I'm just helping. I'm just helping y'all out lah. Because like really, I'm just helping people out. Like I got it, so you know, like care for each other another lah. So please go and Google. And wait, and you need to sign up by 31st of March. So please do it ASAP. So in this next by 31st of March, after you apply it, the next 1 month, if you cannot COVID-19 and you're hospitalized or whatsoever, you will have some sort of like cash thing that they'll try to support you. So because from what I heard, like the government thing, like the MediSafe and MediShield also don't cover you much if you go overseas or whatsoever. So yeah, so I mean, this is just it's no to pay anything, it's free, it's for POSB. You can even do it from the app. So I just did it from the app. So please
go in. Going again there, you're starting to sound like an insurance agent again. Don't need to pay anything, no hidden fees, you just need to sign on it. I give you one free power bank, just do it. Just
no, God, don't free power bank.
First you say, do you want a free power bank? But follow me to this side. That's like, for that funda.
No, but...
Yes,
But if, like what Tipa said, if it's a good thing and some of y'all do have a fear, like maybe cannot, then yeah, do it. There's no loss in it.
I like how the people who on Twitter, who daily, every day say they want to die, now they don't feel like dying.
People want to die.
All of a sudden, everyone is not suicidal, you know, like depression has been cured kind of thing.
Bastard!
I have no offense, but seriously, some people use the word depression for their own.
I mean, to be honest, I'd rather die like one time good, you know, in pain and anything.
You must pay back for all the sins, man. You've done premarital sex and everything, so you must pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to die means you have to die.
Yeah.
Where I heard that one from?
Well, premarital sex.
No, Vanessa just dumped there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
No, how about Amran?
What's
your last words for people about COVID-19?
I don't know, like, just stay hygienic, man. I mean, even if it means you have to wake up in the morning to shower, man, it starts as easy as showering, man.
Wow, the fact that you have to say something like that means,
It's powerful,
Mm-hmm.
Lifebuoy sales, the stock just went up.
They better pay me, though.
Okay, I think
just stay hygienic. Try to stay away from crowded places, which I know Singaporeans will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then like take good care of yourself. If you need to wear face mask, just wear .
Yeah.
Okay,
guys. I think it is finally time for us to go to our drum roll, please. Okay, our ritual.
Yeah.
So, Tipa, can you please start off? Let's remind our listeners what the ritual
is. Okay, so the ritual is basically each one of us. I as I said before, and I'll say it again, that you guys, some of you guys, I know, are very open to new genres of music, especially action music, metal, hardcore, whatever, metalcore, punk, ice, anything that's extreme, we will try to recommend it. You know, sometimes we don't talk about all the different type of genres because now every day someone's creating a new genre. But okay, apart from that, we will recommend stuff that we like to hear and like to like dig them, like really like into them. So each one of us will recommend a band, and we will add them into our playlist as usual. And this new segment that we started last week, the last podcast, we will also add one local band so that a lot of you guys who are not new to the local extreme music, local hardcore, local metal scene, can check that band out, like whoever that we are recommending. So, yeah. Hello. Oh, wow. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Like
a newscaster. So, shall I go first?
Yes, of course.
Okay, this band, I mean, those who really follow me on my Instagram would know that I think every week I listen to them. They're from America. They, same thing, see, so sad, they also had their whole world tour, they had their own, like, I think their American tour itself, and it got cancelled because of this COVID-19 thing. So they are a modern death metal band with certain elements of hardcore. I saw their live performance, not in real life, but I saw on YouTube. They sound fucking amazing, even in life. They are death metal. They are like trying to bring back the 80s/90s death metal sound back. The band is called Gate Creeper. They are fucking good. They just released their album last year. Their second album, if I'm not wrong. And they are a fucking good band. They are amazing. The vocalist might look like a pedophile because he has a nice moustache. But they are a fucking kick-ass band, and I think people should check them out. Like, it might sound too harsh for you, but hey, maybe you can just try one of the songs that I recommend in the playlist. So yeah,
Gate Creeper.
They are not like people's like death metal has evolved so much, like melodic la, technical la, deathcore, but they are this new band that are trying to bring back the old school how death metal supposed to sound like, but they are just pushing it with some like elements of hardcore beats here and there. So it's very nice to hear this sound of death metal that is resonating the 80s and 90s sound, but they're bringing back now with current modern technology, and also so it sounds quite good, like, it's quite short, like. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So how about y'all?
Amran, you got anything in mind?
Yes. This is a hardcore band.
I think I know already.
I've listened to their previous album lah. I was in let me check when was their previous album. I remember when it was released, right? I was reading a magazine and then it was released in 2017.
Okay.
So when the album was released, my father always bought this magazine. So he was like, "Hey, you never listen to this new band, ah? They are called Code Orange." Like, everybody's
Orange,
listening
ah.
to them. There's like everybody says like, "Wow, these guys are like something."
Your
so
father
I
rubbing in your face about Code Orange.
Yeah, I mean,
are you serious?
My father read a magazine lah, so he's like, "These are all new music, cover, you should know what." So I went to listen, and then the first song is called Forever. And then I was like, "Oh fuck, this some crazy shit lah." So at that point, I thought I didn't know about the whole, you know, how hardcore people would mosh and everything. So I just listened nice until towards the following months, I went for my first hardcore gig, 2017. So the album I'm gonna talk about is their latest album, Underneath.
How's it?
Ah, fucking good lah.
Fucking jokes.
It's fucking
in the membrane.
Yeah.
Fucking
literally, I listened throughout my journey inside the train. I legit felt like punching someone. like at least one time, can I punch someone? Wow, it's really that good, man. That's about it, lah. I mean, if you guys wanna. I mean, now due to the whole quarantine situation and everything, you guys can watch their videos in 856 videos lah. YouTube lah. YouTube got everything.
I will also support that lah. The new Code Orange album is fucking sick lah. The way they are using modern technology to push the hardcore genre even further, it's insane lah.
The way they change their music also, suddenly lah, very fast then suddenly lah, missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their sound lah.
Their element all, it's like next level lah. It's something new lah, something new.
How about we make a band called Doscon Orange?
Why?
I was thinking of forming a death metal band then put like Singapore Slam.
Hui.
That would be fucking sick lah. Sadly, I cannot play instrument, I cannot sing lah.
Dude, practice lah bro.
Yeah, everybody says that lah. Praveen is the only one that will always say, "CT, you can do it.
Yeah.
Soon.
Then I guess for me it's like I got to know this band randomly. I follow a few deathcore, metalcore, hardcore meme pages. So from time to time, these pages will like randomly. I won't say sponsor. I won't say like advertise, but share like upcoming small bands, you know, in their local town area or something like that. So I got to know this band called Buried Alive. And I'm not meaning berry, like 6 feet deep berry, you know. They are having wordplay. So it's like BERRIED. Like, you know, berry, strawberry.
But yeah.
Berry alive. So so the thing about it, right, is it's actually only two people in the band. It's a husband and a wife.
Whoa, oh really?
Yeah, it's a husband and a wife.
Wow.
But the thing is their songs all they will feature other band members also. Like band members like from where? Rings of Saturn.
Oh fuck!
The guitarist from they got featured Rings of Saturn guitarist.
That guy is sick lah.
The guy is fucking sick. They got featured the what's that? The this one I think you will like Amran. They got featured CJ McMahon.
Hello.
So the guy is basically a technical guy. He's not like he was in a band, but then he started playing his shit and then he wanted to name his own band. His wife was like, why not call it Bury Alive? So all of their songs, like their albums, right, are like very pun intended, you know, like Fatality will call it Frutality. Then Peer Pressure will call it Pair Pressure.
Rest is it the Charles Caswell and wife, the one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then, so the thing about them, right, their song style is all over the fucking place. You're mashing stuff like he uses kill switches like what Tom Morello does.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see very iconic sounds from Buckethead, Tom Morello.
Damn.
Yeah. So he's extremely technical and they go extreme ends of the spectrum. You got fucking slow ass shit, soul invoking one to make you cry, and you got crazy ass stuff like slam type of songs.
Wow. Okay. I must check them out lah.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day they are still considered metalcore.
Mm-hmm.
They are considered a metal band, experimental metal band.
Yeah, I think they are experimental because I know like they do like technical stuff, proggy stuff. Yeah.
So when they play, they don't play live, but they did at one time. But they will hire like normal people to play in the band.
Sessionists to just cover up the
other instruments. Yeah, correct. Okay, sessionists. Okay. Yeah, correct. So, they don't release albums. He releases albums. So one album will probably have like vocals and all that. Then immediately he'll release just an instrumental.
Damn, wow.
As well, yeah. But he plays or he does more of singles than albums.
Okay, wow.
So apart from that, yeah, I would call them just technical metal band lah. Experimental technical metal band.
Okay, so we have Gate Creeper by Me, a death metal band. We have Buried Alive. Buried Alive, the experimental metalcore / tech metalcore, and Code Orange. I think they're a revolutionary hardcore band,
yeah.
And so for the local band, I think we should recommend Truth Be Known.
Yes.
So some of y'all might have heard about them, some but Truth Be Known has been in the scene for quite some time. They are actually formed by different people from different bands. So like sort of like a super group, maybe not. But yeah, Truth Be Known, they have 3 or 4 albums. I might be wrong.
Okay, I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry. What fucking genre are they? Some people say.
I think they are death metal. They are quite an organic death metal.
You know why? Because I
keep. Why must be organic death metal?
Like they are very true to like that whole death thing.
Sometimes I don't get like how they add organic to it.
You know why?
No. I added the word organic to them.
You know why I asked this question? Because I remember when you first introduced Truth Be Known to me, right? I went to search up about them, and Ben Wagon called them a grindcore band, lah.
I mean, you also can consider them grindcore certain songs lah. They consider themselves, they keep saying that they are funcore. F-U-N-C-O-R-E, funcore. They just, yeah. But yeah, they have elements of death metal. They have elements of grindcore. Yeah, but I would personally label them under death metal. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, hey, what they a genre, say?
Everything it takes to be a death metal band.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm on the lead singer Subhash. He's a cool-ass guy, lah.
Yeah, one of the nicest guy, man. Nicest guys you ever meet in your life.
Yep.
Down to earth, all of them.
Yes, yeah.
For a decade as a band, huh?
Yeah, and they actually just collaborated with this earpiece company called Moth to release a product line of wireless earphones that have their band name in it.
Which is fucking cool, lah.
It's damn cool, lah. So, and I think they are working on their new album. I just can't wait for the song Kani Nabi Chau Chibai.
Oh, yeah, same.
Yeah. So, yeah, do check them out.
I thought those were ear monitors, dude. Bluetooth.
I don't know what the fuck was that.
Is it Bluetooth? I might be wrong.
That's why I thought it looked like ear monitors. Ear monitors have those very ugly shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
fuck it lah.
Go
check out later.
Yep. All right. So that's all, man.
Yes, guys. So when it comes down to it, stay home, listen to our podcast, isolate yourself, social distancing, wash your asshole,
never forget the Shami quote of all time:
hydrate before you procreate.
Yeah, now's a good time to hydrate.
Yeah. Yes.
For fucking time. Drink up.
Alright, man.
Apart from that, we will see you guys. Talk to you guys in the next podcast.
Right.
No worries.
Okay, alright.
Sayonara, people.
Bye.
Bye.
Me gusta. Bye. Gusta.